In this bulletin, the Coalition Party Room signs off on a new GST model. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex greet thousands of royal fans in Sydney. And in sport, England's prize victory over Spain in the Nations League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the states and territories are now on board with a new GST model. The Coalition Party Room signed off on the deal today, which will see an extra $1 billion added to the GST revenue pool. Treasurer Frydenberg has guaranteed that under the new funding formula, no state or territory will lose out.
We're putting more than $9 billion to the states and territories. We're legislating a floor at 75 cents in the dollar. We're equalising to the stronger of Victoria and New South Wales, and we're ensuring that all Australians, regardless of their postcode, are better off under the Liberal and National Party's reform to the GST.
Labor says the government has caved in to pressure from the opposition and its own MPs to ensure a better deal for the states. The Senate has now taken a re-vote on One Nation's controversial It's OK to Be White motion, overwhelmingly rejecting it. Senator Pauline Hanson's motion condemned what she called the rise of anti-white racism and attacks on Western civilization. It was defeated by just 3 votes yesterday, even though coalition senators supported it. The government's leader in the Senate, Matthias Cormann, has apologised, saying that was a mistake due to an administrative error. Today, the Senate again voted on the motion without a formal vote being taken.
The question is that motion be agreed to. Those of that opinion say aye. The contrary, no.
No.
The noes have it. The noes have it.
Greens leader Richard Di Natale has described what took place yesterday as an absolute disgrace.
The Liberal Party endorsed the words used by white supremacists and neo-Nazis. This is the catch cry of people who wear white hoods on their heads. This is the catch cry of people who believe that African Americans should swing from trees. They are the people who use those words. And yesterday, you got together and endorsed them.
Meantime, the One Nation leader, Pauline Hanson, has defended her motion, saying it's not racist.
I saw the majority of the people on the floor of Parliament are white. Why wouldn't they support Western civilisation? Aren't we a Western civilisation country? Aren't we white, majority of us? Why would anyone who's not white not support it?
The president of the International Committee of the Red Cross, Peter Maurer, says there's no perfect solution to the current situation on Nauru, with people being held in immigration detention. But he's told SBS humanitarian organisations and the government need to work together to achieve the best possible outcomes for asylum seekers and refugees.
Try to find practical solutions, evacuations for serious medical cases towards the mainland, increase of psychosocial support for those who do suffer from mental illnesses given the long-term situations. I'm not here to advocate for a perfect solution. There is no perfect solution, but I'm here to advocate for a strong humanitarian perspective.
The Duke and Duchess of Sussex have greeted eager fans outside the Sydney Opera House less than a day after announcing they're expecting their first child. Thousands of royal watchers lined up to chat with Prince Harry and Meghan. They also visited the Governor-General and Sydney's Taronga Zoo. The couple are on a 16-day visit to Australia, Fiji, Tonga and New Zealand. To football, and records have fallen in the UEFA Nations League following England's surprise victory over Spain. 2 goals from Raheem Sterling and a 3rd from Marcus Rashford rounded off a stunning first half display. Although the home side pulled 2 goals back after the break, the result flattered the Spaniards. The win is England's first on Spanish soil since 1987. It's Spain's first defeat in a competitive home international in 15 years. Now look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny and 29. Adelaide, a shower or two, 17. Melbourne, a few showers, a possible storm, 23 degrees. Hobart, a few showers, 21. Canberra, showers and 20. Wollongong showers increasing 21 degrees, Sydney a shower or two and 23, Newcastle more showers 24, Brisbane a possible shower 27, Cairns mostly sunny 32, and Darwin a shower or two, possible storm and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett and this is SBS News.